Hi everyone, this is Terry Nason, and today is Friday the 13th, 2026. And of course, it would be fitting that the moon is winding down in the sign of Capricorn. So we have a dark moon in the sign of Capricorn, which I also like to think of as the witching hour. That's what it's called. The moon is fading and it becomes less influential in your life, allowing you to progress without delays, feelings of insecurity or inadequacy. It also makes you want to put forth your best effort. With this diminishing effect on your emotions, you can now see clearly the opportunities that lie ahead of you. And there's no reason not to do things, not to start things, and not to put your best foot forward. So don't allow your pessimistic or jealous feelings to take hold of you, because actually, things are about to change in a big way. Today, Saturn enters or re-enters Aries, its fall sign, at 7:11 p.m. tonight. And you can listen to this, what I have to say about Saturn in Aries and also Neptune in Aries on my podcast, YouTube, TikTok, or if you prefer to read, you can read all that I've written about Saturn in Aries right on my website. Saturn, of course, is the ruler of this Capricorn moon, and as far as I can see, the cosmos is saying the end. Saturn can reward you for enduring hardships, working hard, and taking in all the lessons that you've learned, whatever evil you have endured. And I'm not just saying that because it's Friday the 13th, but because Saturn transitions from the last degree of deceptive behind-the-scenes Pisces and into the sign of Aries, where everything is out in the open. Everything has to be brought into the light and out into the open like a seedling bursting forth from the barren and cold earth. And so the dark moon is in agreement. You can get your detailed monthly horoscopes on my website. The next week is active and pivotal as you start not just a new 2.5 year cycle, but also a new 14 to 15 year cycle with Neptune in the sign of Aries. So how do you think it's going to affect you? Things can get louder, some people will grow angry, we might see more violence, and sometimes the streets are going to seem like a military zone. Volcanoes may even start erupting a lot. A good way to dispel this negative influence or this fiery influence with these planets is to meet them halfway with your energy. These transits will also awaken your inner self and your inner spiritual warrior. Connect to vigorous workouts that connect activity to spirituality, like hot yoga, dance, jogging, or walking on a sandy beach. You know how when the sand gets really hot? Interval training and activities like Tai Chi. So it's mindful activities that are focused and controlled and control your movements and also preventing injury is also going to be essential. We avoid accidents now because they can happen very spontaneously. Engaging in sustained and deliberate activities helps prevent the impulsiveness of the sign of Aries and reduces the risk of accidents. You can also find your personal Saturn report on my website. Aries, you're the first to bridge the gap between sitting at home and being in your own little world into stepping out into the fire and the world where you just know things will never be the same anymore. And once you get a taste of success, you've put your best foot forward, you've done something, you took the initiative and you were successful and you know what you're capable of, guess what? The sky's the limit and you're going to be hooked. Taking the first steps of the initiative will certainly dispel your insecurities and irrational fears and all that makes you feel alive again. And maybe you're forced to step out into the world and take the initiative because you're in debt or finances, or you just need to prove to yourself or to someone in your life that you're capable. The dark moon proves magical to you because you can find many reasons. You can't find any reasons not to reboot your life. Everything falls into place. Taurus, opportunities to get ahead in your career and your professional life are about to rock your world. It's a good time to get ready for them as things can take off at a moment's notice, very unpredictably. And some of you may need to choose between staying hopeful about a romance or an ex getting their act together, resolving issues with a relationship, having someone return to you, or Guess what? Letting go entirely. You're a stubborn sun sign, so part of you may remain hopeful for longer than you should. The planets suggest that you try to rekindle a romance. And if you do try to rekindle that romance, it could be difficult because you might harbor too many hurt feelings and it just won't feel the same anymore. So let's not force things. Take things slow. Opt to remain friends for now. But Cupid favors letting a friend play matchmaker for you. But don't stay in a relationship because you're afraid of being alone. One day you're going to enjoy your inner space and your solitude and your time alone. Gemini, watch and see. All the opportunities just start to unfold in your life as the heaviness of Saturn decreases and the friendliness and abundance of Saturn in your 11th house of profits and friendships increases. You're on a roll starting now. Some people magically reappear like old friends and ex-lovers, and you ask them, where have you been? What's been going on with you? And some who have been AWOL from your life for a long time also resurface. Those who don't never will. Your hard work and always showing up day after day also pay off in financial gains, and people start to show their appreciation. I know Pluto occasionally scares the bejesus out of you, and you imagine the worst financially. But you know what? This too will fade. Cancer, while the dark moon in Capricorn fades in your seventh house of relationships, partnerships, or marriage, something is coming to an end or is about to. Is it someone competitive with you, an enemy or a jealous person? Is it a business partnership or your marriage? The actions of a partner, their morals or inability to restrain themselves from being bad or their personal values. All these things come under scrutiny. And some of you can be scared to be honest with someone else because they might take offense or try to get back to you in some way. Your higher self is so protective of you, and your protective spirit guides may speak to you through a dream and reveal things to you. You have a powerful protective energy shield around you, so whatever happens is for the best. It's time to put all your energies into your career, success, professional life, and your personal dreams. Leo, while the dark moon is in Capricorn, it's fading and reminds you about what could go wrong and what has been a problem in the past. And so it's essential that you don't stir things up, and because things can take a turn for the serious, and you might get involved in a never-ending and costly legal issue or lawsuit. You want to avoid that. You could throw caution to the wind and not really care. So be careful also about stealing and taking what's not yours. Yeah, it's not a good idea to rob a bank. Not that you would rob a bank, but you might feel powerful enough to test boundaries. All of a sudden, everything you do is no longer in the shadows, but like many of the sun signs, things come out into the open. In love, Cupid is directly pointing his arrow at your heart. Someone catches your obsession, and you're obsessed. Virgo, while the dark moon in Capricorn fades, Cupid says a romance is losing its luster, and you're tired of trying so hard. Oh, sure, you may toy with the person and keep things interesting and perhaps give them hope. But honestly, that game works both ways, as they may be playing with you and giving you hope. Everyone else sees it and says, oh, the two of you. As love fades and two people part ways, it can be painful. When children outgrow their parents, that's painful too. And you might wonder, what is going to become of him or her? What's going to become of my child when I finally let go or have to create more space? What will become of me when I'm on my own? You'll obviously keep yourself busy and commit yourself to your work. Libra, with no planets at all in your sun sign pushing you to act and take the initiative, what should you do? Well, you can stay put, or you can go out in search of new people, new activities, and that gets you out of the house. You can make new friends, and of course you can put yourself in Cupid's way and find that one person who will change your life and get you out of a rut. Yes, it can happen now. Chances are great that you can finally find someone to love you and someone who can you can have fun with. Sure, you'll have to make sure that that person doesn't come with any baggage, isn't still married or living with someone, but honestly, Cupid doesn't care right now. For you, love is like a catnip. It's just irresistible. Before you realize what's happening or what's going on or even the truth, you're in too deep. Yes, Scorpio, the moon is fading in the sign of Capricorn, and it's all about the past, how you used to see things, who you used to talk to, and how you used to communicate with others, what you used to think, and how you used to feel. It's as if you're a prisoner of your family, sequestered at a home or behind a gated community. It's don't lose your personal freedom. Some of you may find yourself moving or having to adjust to a completely new set of circumstances or a different neighborhood, possibly without the support of your family. The desire to be self-sufficient and independent is growing stronger with you day by day, month by month. And you may start a new job and say, I'm going to work hard and get everything in order, feeling that you don't need to rely on anyone, even the family. Health issues or recovering from an illness can serve as a reminder of how important it is to live life to its fullest. Sagittarius, while this dark moon fades, she influences your finances and attitudes towards money and unclenches your fist around your money and your wallet. You do far better when you let money flow. Sagittarius is generous by nature, but hasn't been. Questioning another's spending may have caused serious conflicts, and you can lose the attention of someone if you're cheap or if you've come to rely on or always expect them to be there through your selfishness. For instance, don't be a tightwad with anyone who works for you, as they may leave you for a better paying job with more benefits. In love, it's important to be generous with your partner, otherwise they may feel undervalued and believe that they can do better. Relationships are a two-way street. As you attract individuals who match your level, you might find it hard to let go of your current partner. That means that you're attracting new people into your life, but still finding it hard to let go of your current romantic partner. That's not fair. Capricorn, it's your day. And while the dark moon fades in your sun sign, it's time to get back on track and finish all the projects that you started and need to be finished. There's a lot of them. Of course, the planets Saturn, your ruler, and Neptune in Aries are both in your fourth house of endings and new beginnings, beginnings and endings. And it's time for chapter changes. This is the moment to complete the projects you already started so you can benefit financially from them. Well, there's no need to rush. You have plenty of time. Focus on establishing a solid foundation for yourself through hard work and consistent effort. As the planets align in the competitive sign of Aries, it's unlikely you'll leave things unfinished or hanging any longer. Aquarius, as the dark moon fades in your 12th house, so do the mistakes of your past. And it's your solar return, and no one cares about your past, actually. As hard as you try to be hard on yourself, the planets won't let you. So be kind to yourself, and don't push your body too hard. Doors that were once closed swing wide open, and you learn how to communicate better with people, how to sell yourself and focus on the positive. You learn what to talk about and what not to talk about. A more positive time emerges, and powerful planets aid you in getting things done. Pisces, your awareness changes, and you start to think about gains and losses, what saves you money and how to handle your money and wealth better. Yes, the planets want to make you rich and help you get what you want in a way that is financially sound and feasible. It pays to learn all the rules regarding money, like banking, the days it takes for money to transfer, and how to manifest and earn more. In the greater cosmos, you may be penalized if you don't follow these rules and pay up and understand how money works. Remember, Saturn hates wastefulness, but your ruler Neptune doesn't like the rules. So beware of financial quicksand and long-term financial agreements like mortgages that could put you under. Overall, there's protective energy that helps you in the very last minute. Focus on your gorgeous good looks today. Well, that's all for now. Go beyond the sun sign and learn all the techniques I use to understand the future and predict the future. If you want to know more about your personal future, book a consultation with me at www.terrynazon.com.